Reish Tzadi Hei, the Akhtom and Sif Aleph. Here we finally came across the halacha of saving the neshamas from Gehenna. But it's not in conjunction with V'urachum, V'urachum, rather, it's with stretching out V'inayam and saying V'inayam two times. Saying V'inayam be'ni'imus and to give them so as long as they're not finished with the Seder, then this still gives a little bit of extra time. The interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down with regard to Burachim. In Sif Aleph, there's other reasons also for Burachim like we mentioned. In Sif Aleph, remember 9th grade, my Rebbe said to us that you want to have a good week, say Eliyahu Hanavi and say Vayitem Lecho and Eliyahu Hanavi and Ribbono Elohim. Avraham Asichus, Simatay Matzah, Vichel and Shishmei Maisa, Bamikasim Lesholim. That whole shtickle which is in the back of the Siddurim and benches. Bethlehem Torma, it's before Shalom the Moran. The Noble Loimah, that the minig is to say these things. Kidele Shigasrena Gu'ula, it's the beginning of the new week. Now's the time that Mashiach could come. He's not going to come. Erev Shabbos, possibly. On Shabbos, not going to come. Now's a new possibility. Therefore, one should say these things. And it's a Simon Taif. Therefore, even though many shuls here do not say V'itan Lecham, as far as I know, nevertheless, there is an Indian to say V'itan Lecham, at least yourself, say the Psukei Bracha. And we should be zeicher be'ezer Hashem to a wonderful week. Now, with regard to the inayam, the halacha is over here that you do not say the inayam if k'gain shechal yontov v'shavua einer v'im seder kedusha v'im v'yitin lecha. This is the Ramah passes that you do not say the inayam if yontov is going to fall within the week. The svardim do not pass in that way. Svardim say some yesh v'yesh. The svardim is a shul that I daven in. Certainly doesn't pass the Matzah Shabbos. Certainly doesn't pass in that way. That's also brought down. Kavachim, I think, says not that way. But who says Kavachim is usually the Ramah? So like I don't know who from that base measure of not base Yosef. So also Ramah. And many Sfarim they do say V'inayim in the middle of the week. It's not exactly clear what it has to do with it. The fact that you're gonna have Yom Tov in the middle of the week. Why that's the reason to say not to say V'inayim, but because you have Ma'aseh Yadayim. The part is because you say Ma'aseh Yadayinu. Ma'aseh Yadayinu, so you'll have Ma'aseh Yadayim for 3 days instead of 6 days. Who cares? Well, not exactly clear. The minhag, however, certainly is amongst the Ashkenazim not to say V'inayim if Yom Tov is going to fall out within that week. Reish Tzadi Vav. Seder Avdol Yain B'Saman Er Avdol Simani Chiyavne B'Tzorv Zor Shli Yerkeis Pogum. This was the Seder Lechatchila, but Pashas, it's not Ma'akif. And if somebody switched around the order, then he could say, and he says, the summum after, or he says Nair first, he can say the summum afterwards. And not only that, I still brought down from Shmir Shabbos Chosah says B'Shem Hashem Zalman that if a person said the whole Havdalah and he didn't yet drink the wine and he realized he didn't say B'Samim or he didn't say Nair, then he could say it right there, right before, and it's not considered a hefsek, even though B'Chlal, the Brapery of Goffin, is all the way at the beginning time he's saying. Just like the everything else is, you're supposed to say the Havdalah right before the end. Therefore, it really doesn't make a difference which order and with the Eved, even if you forgot. I remember once doing that. I was actually by my grandfather's house, by Revolva's house, and he made Havdalah. What he used to do was he would make Havdalah before Ma'arif because he used to give a shmooze in Kol Torah. So he used to be when he was younger, he used to walk from Givat Shol to Kol Torah during Shal Shittis, and he used to give the shmooze in during Shal Shittis. However, as he got older, it got much harder for him to walk from Givat Shol to Bayit Vagan. And therefore, he would eat Shal Shittis. He would bench, like one of the after 35 minutes or so, 35, 36, make Havdalah. Then he would take a taxi to Bayit Vagan. They would still be in the middle of Shal Shittis, and he would give his shmooze for Shal Shittis. Now I was a big revolver, but it's fine for him to do that. But I'm much more chashuv than him, and therefore, I 36 minutes is not enough for me. So I wasn't used to with him b'chol. I didn't go with him. And I remember making Avdalah afterwards, and I pushed it left out there, I think it was. I pushed it left out. It was one of my, shortly after I got married. And he wasn't there at the time, actually. I think his wife was there, my aunt was there, and my wife and myself. But I think we just made afterwards, and Betzim, you could do it, even if you said the bracha, the Chorus says Rosh Hashanah, as long as you were for the drinking, then you could say the Ner or the Besamim after the Berachas Avdal. Now there's an interesting question over here. Somebody just said they were in the hospital for Shabbos in Shari Tzedek, I think it was. And they... was it? And somebody... there's nothing to do with you in the story. And somebody was being mavdil for the woman on Shabbos. And that person did not have a beard. So somebody was screaming that lechera, it's you don't know the person can be yotzei because maybe he doesn't have a shem v'gadol. Now the question is lechera, what is this talion? This is talion whether or not havdala is a deraisa. What? Didn't have a beard. He looked very young, 13, 14 years old. What? Is there a beard? No, but you don't know that he's a gadol. You don't have a shem v'gadol. He's 14. So even though. There is a chazaka de rovo that when a child is 13 years old, we will be able to be same as the Yesh Tisaris. We're only samech on chazaka de rovo for the rabbanim. We're not samech on chazaka de rovo for the raisas. So if you hold that avdol as a daraisa, then the chura, we have a possible problem over here that this little bachar should not be able to be mighty these women with avdol. Now that really is telling in two different things. It's telling first of all is avdol as a daraisa, avdol as a rabbanim. Second of all is telling whether women are mechuyev. It could be that those two things are talis evazeh. That if avdal is daraisa, so then women are mechuyev because hukish zoch al hashem or whatever, men are mechuyev, and women are also mechuyev. In a male, they be chayim daraisa. Mashiach is zodir abanon. So it's mitzvah shezvan grama. It doesn't run off the hekish zoch al hashem or a male. It's mitzvah shezvan grama, and nashim would be potter. And if they would say baruch hamavdil, then it would certainly be only a darabanan. And that's really what the mishmar says. If you say in a davening or you say baruch hamavdil, it'll only be a darabanan. The question is, women that are not saying. They're lichatchila being samech on this person that's doing avdol. They're not saying baruch avdol. So can you be samech on this fellow or not? It's not what avdol kais. No, avdol itself. Avdol itself. Maybe. But still, they were being gaiter with the avdol this person is saying, with the bracha that he's saying, and that bracha. Forget the kais. The bracha is they can't be gaiter with it. Right. That's what we're saying. This is their avdol. This is their avdol. It's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah paskins halacha l'maisa. He brings down the machlekes. He says from the Rambam it's mashma that it's daraisa, and then he says yesh emrim shumid v'yisayfim. It's funny, who's this yesh emrim? It's not clear at all who the yesh emrim is. Why is that? The Shartim brings down the Rav Magid b'shem yesh mefarshim, and the Sefer Archos Chaim Abu Dram b'shem atzasi kosov. So who's this anonymous shita rishenim that holds as darabon? It's not exactly clear. The Smag, the Chinuch, the Rambam, they all go that it's daraisa. The Magen brings out that the Rambam holds is daraisa. There's maybe a possibility that it's a different taste that holds not that way. It says, Kam v'kam rishenim that hold that it's daraisa, then maybe in a Hanami, one would have to be same choshesh lechatchila of that they shouldn't be waiting to them. Or at least say that everybody after they hear Avdol should say Baruch HaMavdol. It's a little bit non-aim. Next week you shouldn't shave beforehand, that's all. If that was the situation. That is the chur with regard to the din of the raisas. The chur of the mashmois is that he's being choshish l'chol apachis, that it's a shayla of the raisa. Then there's the minhagim that are brought down here about spilling over the wine, exactly when to spill over the wine and how to spill over the wine, and kol echad yasek efimash nohugu the basic.